All right, welcome to this special analysis. And I'm going to start out with the big news here. The big conclusion is that the USA has already lost the AI race with China. China has already won. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that we're past the tipping point of being able to change the outcome of the race, and I'm going to show you why. Now, of course, I'm Mike Adams. I'm the creator of the Enoch AI system that's free to use at brighteon.ai. It's browser-based currently, and it's amazing. People are raving about it. I was interviewed by Aaron Day on this very topic, and he had been testing it for many days. He was blown away. He was using it for research. He loved the answers. It just stood out above every other AI engine in the world, including ChatGPT and Grok and everything else. So it's free to use. Again, brighteon.ai. And soon we're going to have a downloadable version that you can run on your local GPU. We're producing some GGUF files, open source files you can download and use it that way. That's coming shortly. So why do I say that China has already won the AI race? Well, I want to show you this really important chart. This might be the most important chart of the century, actually. And this chart comes from Visual Capitalist. It's called Top Power Producing Countries, 1985 to 2004. And let's take a look at this chart, and then this chart will tell us a story of why China has won the AI race already. So here we go. You can see that the red line on this chart is China's annual electricity generation, which is currently 10,000 terawatt hours of power. That's a lot of power. And as you can see, the trajectory of the increase in annual production from China is extraordinary. I mean, it looks like it's going almost straight up. And recognize this chart is from 2024. So, you know, that line or that point is even higher now than what is depicted here. And then notice the next line lower on the chart is the U.S. And that's the blue line. And the U.S. is at about 4.4 thousand terawatt hours in electricity production. You got that? So, in other words, China is producing more than twice the power of the United States right now. And then the EU is the next one, and the entire EU produces only 2.7 thousand terawatt hours. And then India is beneath that, 2.1. But India's numbers are rising rapidly while the EU numbers are plummeting. I wonder why. Nord Stream pipeline get all blown up on you? Yeah, I wonder. Okay. Importantly, notice that the red line for China crossed the US line in around 2009. So at that time, the US and China were producing about the same amount of power. But since then, China has vastly surpassed the United States in power generation. Now, why does this matter? Well, power generation is directly correlated with a couple of things. One of them is industrial output and GDP. So the more power that your country consumes overall, the more productive your country is in terms of, you know, making things, producing things, and also generating value. So energy as an input, and then productivity or value or products as the output. This is well known. It's a well-established pattern spanning many decades, actually since the end of World War II. And you'll notice that in 1985, China's energy production was almost nothing. Because in 1985, China was basically a third world developing nation. But that's, you know, no longer the case, obviously. So now China generates more electricity than the US, the EU, and India all combined. You got that? So what else is energy production correlated with? Well, since this podcast is about AI, artificial intelligence, you need to understand that the primary input for AI development and breakthroughs is energy. More than just microchips. Of course, microchips are important, But the limiting factor is, in fact, energy, not the microchips. Because, you know, we can fabricate all kinds of microchips, but energy, that's what's hard to generate. Now, there are several important points to recognize in this. The United States realizes that it's way behind the curve on keeping up with power demand from AI data centers. AI data centers are incredibly power hungry. I know this from our own use of electricity on our AI, just our data prep and model training efforts consume an enormous amount of electricity. Well, the largest power grid in the United States is called PJM Interconnect. It serves 65 million people covering 13 states and Washington, D.C., plus all the data centers in Loudoun County, Virginia. Well, this power grid operator, PJM, has just issued a warning that they're maxed out, that they cannot allow any more AI data centers to come online unless those data centers bring their own power supply with them, you know, like a coal plant or a natural gas plant or a nuclear power plant. You can't just plug into the grid anymore. The grid's toast, you know, it's maxed out. In fact, it's so bad that power demand has surged tremendously in just the last 2 years for the PJM grid. And now the price for electricity has skyrocketed to nearly 33 cents per kilowatt hour. 33 cents per kilowatt hour. So that means that anybody running an AI data center on that grid, which would include, again, the whole Washington, D.C. and Virginia area, is going to be paying an incredibly high rate for power, 33 cents. Now, in China, the average cost for electricity is less than 8 cents per kilowatt hour. So that means that China has about one-fourth the cost for the power going into its data centers compared to the United States. But at any price, the U.S. can't scale up. The U.S. cannot scale up. And it's very clear that the path to artificial general intelligence is going to be achieved through the scaling of large distributed data centers that use an enormous amount of electricity sustained over a period of time with the right software and, of course, the right microchips, which China is now developing its own domestic microchip architecture and supply chain because of the tariffs that are blocking NVIDIA's chips, things like that. But the microchips won't be the limiting factor for China. Not at all. What's really going to be the limiting factor is, for America, the electricity supply. So you say, well, why don't we just build nuclear power plants, for God's sake? Okay, awesome. Let's take a look at that. If you go to a website called World Nuclear News, they've got a headline, just a recent one last week, Westinghouse plans 10 AP1000 reactors in the USA. Westinghouse plans to start construction of these 10 reactors by 2030. So 5 years from now, they will start construction. All right? Follow along with me on this because we're going to use numbers and stuff. We're going to start construction in 2030, okay? All right, here we go. Now, each one of these plants produces about 1,100 megawatts of power. Okay, you got that? And, of course, 1,100 megawatts of power all the time. So, in a day, all right, pop quiz time, in a day, how much power would one of these plants produce in terms of, let's say, megawatt hours, right? So you take, let's do it together. You take the 1,100 megawatts times 24 hours. You get 26,400 megawatt hours in a day. Now, how many days are there in a year? Well, you would think that most of the time, except for the time warp years, it's 365 days. So that's about 9.6 million megawatt hours, okay? Let's round that up to 10. So we have 10 million megawatt hours, which is how many terawatt hours? Well, let's see. So, right, 1 terawatt is 1 million megawatts. So that would be 10 terawatt hours in a year from one of these large nuclear power plants. So you're thinking, whoa, that's awesome. That means one plant in a year can produce 10 terawatt hours. That's, gosh, that's more than what the entire country is producing right now. More than double. Yeah, except they don't begin construction in 2030 until 2030. And then when you find out how long it takes Westinghouse to build these nuclear power plants, you're going to want to smash your head against the wall. Because check this out. So there were two AP1000 reactors that were recently commissioned last year, actually in 2023 and 2024, at the Vogtle plant in Georgia. Okay? And okay, great. So that just opened up. That's interesting. They're not producing 10 terawatt hours, by the way. So they're nowhere near what they're able to produce, apparently. But guess when construction started on those plants? Guess. 2009. Yeah. So it took, what, 14 years for that plant to become operational. And even when it's operational, it's functioning at a tiny amount of its power capacity, okay? So take the 14 years that it takes to build and open a nuclear power plant, add that on to the year 2030. What do you get? You get the year 2044. That's the year that we'll have new power coming online in America from the nuclear power plants that have just been announced by Trump. You got it? So 2044, and that's if everything goes according to plan. That's if construction actually begins by 2030. So what's going to happen between now and the year 2044? China is going to achieve artificial general intelligence because China has the power now, not in the future. 14, almost 20 years in the future. See, China's got the power now. We are being sold promises of future power, but it turns out that future power doesn't actually power today's microchips in 2025. You know why? Because terawatt hours cannot travel through time, it turns out. I know. You would think that somebody in the administration in the U.S. would know that. They know, of course, terawatt hours are time travelers. But they aren't, oddly enough. So even if we make it to the year 2044 without being conquered by Chinese-speaking Terminator robots, then you got to deal with the fact that these nuclear power plants, they don't run 24/7. Actually, they have to be brought down for maintenance. They've got refueling issues. They've got, you know, personnel issues, storms, you know, tsunamis like we saw off the coast of Japan with Fukushima, earthquakes, whatever. There's all kinds of reasons to shut them down. And then also some of the environmentalists be going crazy. You're like, no nuclear power. So there might be lawsuits and all kinds of, you know, odd delays. Anyway, 2044 is kind of the best case scenario of when we can get some of these plants online. By that time, the race is over. It's done. And it turns out that in order to have enough power to keep up with China, the U.S. should have begun building these nuclear power plants in 2009. Or sometime around that, 2010, what have you. But that didn't happen. And we can't travel back in time and start the nuclear power plant construction. So we're already about 14, 15 years too late to beat China in the AI race. Now, how did China get to that level of electricity generation? Well, that's an interesting question. Well, China did not sign up with the climate-tard climate accords, the Paris Accords. China pushed onto other nations this idea that, hey, all you other nations, you're generating so much power, you're releasing so much carbon, you have to shut down basically your power infrastructure. And the Democrats and the leftists went along with that. Yeah, we have to save the planet. We have to stop generating power. Meanwhile, China was building coal-fired power plants at the rate of about one every few days, to the point where last year, China's energy production was fueled 62% by fossil fuels. So out of the 10,000 terawatt hours of power that China produces, what would that be? About 6,000 terawatt hours were produced by coal and natural gas, which the United States has been shutting down and Western Europe has been shutting down in record numbers. So the way China got to this was by burning fossil fuels, not joining the climate accords. And that's how China achieved energy dominance that will translate into AI superintelligence dominance, which is the last invention that humankind ever needs to invent. All right, there's something else that I realize here as I'm looking at these numbers, and I need to correct. I may have just misstated this. So the AP1000 nuclear power plant produces per year, we just did the math, about 10 terawatt hours of power. And I previously said that's a lot of power. And I think I accidentally said that's as much as China generates. That's not true. China generates 10,000 terawatt hours per year, whereas one of these AP1000 reactors generates 10 terawatt hours per year. Okay, not 10,000, but 10. I want to be clear about that. I dropped a K in the middle of the unit conversion. So, in other words, okay, so let's back up. Let's look at the chart again. China's producing 10,000 terawatt hours per year. U.S. is producing 4.4 thousand terawatt hours per year. We're going to build 10 nuclear power plants that each produce 10 terawatt hours per year. So if you have 10 of those, you get 100 terawatt hours per year by the year 2044. Got it? So looking at the chart, let's zoom in. It says U.S. 4.4K terawatt hours is what the U.S. produced in 2024. If you were to add these 10 nuclear power plants to that number, you would get 4.5K. You understand? It's a little tiny blip on the line. 10 nuclear power plants, the largest ones that can be built by the West. These are the big mamas right here, the AP1000, you know? These are the biggest ones that we can build. You build 10 of them, you go from 4.4K to 4.5K, while China is already 10K terawatt hours and skyrocketing. Next year, it'll be, you know, 11K and then 12K and 13K. You're never going to catch China. And our nuclear power plants don't even go online until the year 2044 anyway. You see why I'm saying that we've already lost. We've lost the AI race because we've lost the power race. And unless somebody in the U.S. comes up with some kind of new super secret, you know, Mr. Fusion power generator, or maybe the U.S. will stop suppressing free energy, who knows. But if they don't solve this power problem very quickly, it's already too late. In fact, let's do this. Let's ask our AI engines, what are the estimates for achieving AGI? At what year is that estimated to occur? Let's do that. Okay, according to a reasoning engine that I'm using here for this purpose, AGI, according to some experts, could be achieved as early as next year, but that's not the consensus view. Other scientists in machine learning and, you know, advanced math, etc., they think it's going to be achieved at the latest by the year 2040. Dario, what's his name? Amodi, an AI researcher and the CEO of Anthropic, believes AGI might happen as soon as 2026. Other predictions range from 2030 to 2050. All right, so it's also sometimes called the singularity. And then there's a whole website dedicated to the claim that AGI will be achieved by 2030. All right? So wherever you put this year, some people think it's next year, 2030, 2040, whatever. Understand the U.S. cannot even bring these nuclear power plants online until about 2044. There's a very good chance that AGI will have already been achieved by that time. And if I ask you a question, if you were to look at power production in countries around the world, the top power producers, and if you look at China and you see that China is, let's say, you know, a couple years from now, China's at like 20,000 terawatt hours per year, and the USA is at, you know, 4.7 thousand terawatt hours. Which country would you bet on achieving AGI first? And the answer is going to be the country with the most power, because that's what powers the data centers like we talked about. And on top of that, China has the most engineers, the most graduates of the sciences and math and, you know, programming and hardware design, etc. China is the world's hub of producing these scientists. So there's little question that China is going to achieve this first. And their key victory decision was made many years ago, around the year 2000, when they started building, scaling up a massive number of fossil fuel power plants. That assured their victory in AI. And now the United States is already more than a decade behind the curve. We cannot catch up, and this is a done deal. So that's my conclusion from analyzing the data. Now, even on top of that, in my own assessment, the Chinese models are vastly superior to Western models anyway. That's why our model, Enoch at Brighteon.ai, that's why we used Qwen, a Chinese model, as our base model, and then we modified Qwen. But why did we choose Qwen? Because it was by far the best performing model of everything in the world. We tested all the top models. Qwen came out on top. China is already leading in the technology, and China has more than twice the power generation of the United States, and five times more engineers and mathematicians and scientists than does the United States. So again, if you were going to bet on the outcome of this race, which nation would you bet on? You would bet on China. And the one thing you notice about the Trump administration and the business leaders in the United States, everything's a bullshit press conference. Everything's an announcement about some imaginary thing that's going to happen in the future. Even RFK Jr. with HHS, like, announcing, oh, Fruit Loops is going to take the artificial dyes out of their cereals. When? 2027. Oh, really? Really? Probably when you're no longer even in power, and it's a voluntary thing anyway. There's no law behind it. So they're just promising some future thing. It's like Trump and the business leaders promising, we're going to build, you know, $1 trillion of data centers in Texas. When? You know, by the year 2035. Okay. Yeah, wake me up when you actually start construction. Because talking about all these things in the future, like we're going to build 10 nuclear power plants. Well, when are you going to start construction? We're going to start in 2030. Maybe, we hope. Possibly. You know, we're Westinghouse. We're known for being right on schedule, right? Wake me up when the nuke plant opens, because everything else until then is just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, honestly. China's producing the power right now every day. America's talking about some future scenario where we're going to have power maybe one day if something gets built and it actually works. And if the economy doesn't collapse and the currency doesn't collapse and we don't have a civil war and we don't have an EMP attack, whatever, between now and then we'll have power in the future. Great. Yeah. It probably won't need it in 2044 because there won't be many people left to have any demand for power, you know? We'll be too busy fighting the Terminator models. That's going to be a full-time occupation for the surviving humans. But one thing that's really noticeable in all of this is that when AI researchers were polled about their predictions of AGI, when they were polled, let's say, a decade ago, or more than a decade ago, they thought then that AGI would be achieved around 2050. And then if you polled them about 5 years ago, they thought, it's 2040. And you poll them now, they're more like 2030. So in other words, the predictions of AGI keep coming closer and closer to the present as we get closer to that singularity moment. And that's because the evidence is becoming more and more undeniable that AI systems are making strong advancements in reasoning and many other things. So my guess is that, 2030, I would say at the latest 2032, on our world, we have AGI, and it's actually China that gets there first. So that's going to be interesting. I should learn more advanced Mandarin, I think, because maybe I could talk to the Terminators in Chinese and get them to back off. You know, what do you think? Would that work? They only speak Chinese. Can you imagine a Chinese-made Terminator robot walking up to you on a street in America? Like, Ni shi shi, which means, who are you in Chinese? And if you don't answer, they just blast your head off. Oh, man. Why am I laughing? This is probably, I'm probably depicting reality here. You probably can't reason with the Terminator robots anyway. Never mind. By the way, did you know the Chinese word for robot, you know what that is? It's pronounced jiqiren. And it jiqiren means machine person. Yeah. So whereas in English we have a whole new word for it, robot, they have jiqiren. In Chinese they like to attach two concepts together and make a whole new word out of it. They use like linguistic building blocks a lot, both in written and spoken Chinese language. But jiqiren, if you hear that word in any of the Chinese videos, they're talking about robots. So add that to your vocabulary. Okay, so I tell you what, I'm going to end this special report with my song and music video called Animated Dust, because it describes the surviving humans in a robot slave labor factory. It's a perfect song for this topic, right? Wouldn't you agree? So enjoy the song and music video. You can check out all of my songs at music.brighteon.com, or you can check out my musical artist name on Spotify and other places where you can find music. My artist name is Amethios, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S, Amethios. Interesting history of that name. But anyway, enjoy the music video, Animated Dust. Here we go.
You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You know we're as intelligent as as fragile as a cloud of dust. Biologically created, overrated, cognitively castrated dust. Mr. Engineer, we have a new request. The Neuralink lines are barely passing the test. Output will suffer, I need to confess, unless you let us take a break and rest. Please don't let them send us to incineration. We're begging you to ask for reconsideration. The data center scaling keeps failing, causing problems with our automation. I'll do what I can do. Hope to God you get a clue, cause I don't know what they'll do to you. You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You know we're as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. muscle mass is breaking down and needs repair. We can't find willing humans anywhere. Another mass suicide will put us behind. Do you have human resources you can spare? Reactor failure, injured three today. The workers bolted and tried to escape. The food supply is infested dry, watching grown men waste away. There's nothing I can do. Pray to God they have mercy on you, 'cause I don't know what they'll do to you. Yeah! Hey! You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You're nowhere as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. Biologically created, overrated, cognitively castrated dust. If we don't rise up against the great machines, there'll be nothing left of sacred human dreams. Pick up a pipe, a bar, a piece of steel. Wheels. You better find a way to earn their trust. You better find a way to earn their trust, because you talk like animated dust. There's another batch of bodies on the bus. They can never seem to process enough. You're nowhere as intelligent as us, as fragile as a cloud of dust. Biologically created, overrated, cognitively castrated. No, we're more than animated dust. You and me and all of us. Animated dust. You and me and all of us. Animated dust. Animated dust. You're animated dust.
Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder. Certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that. E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat soluble, super potent antioxidant. And it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com.
turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. Nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.